Now, D-U-Z Does brings you The Goldbergs.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends, the Goldbergs, are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. You know, I had quite a discussion with the clerk in our corner store. It started when he asked...
What insurance, Mac?
Box of Does, please. You know, it's been proved that does everything best.
Just a minute. Here's your change, lady. Now, what was you saying, Mac?
I said does everything best. It was tested against 25 different wash day soaps, including every soap on your shelf, no doubt. Bars, chips, powders.
What do you know?
Yep, all were tested for the things the ladies want most on wash days. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, along with greatest safety for colors. Only Does had a perfect score for the whole combination.
Yeah?
Yeah. Compared to Does, some soaps fell short on safety to color. Some on suds and whiteness.
Listen, Mac, I only sell this stuff.
But when the ladies ask what soap is best, you ought to be able to tell them this new kind of soap means greater safety for the pretty rayons they wash. Actually leaves them brighter.
Sure.
Tell them Does gets their towels and linens whiter. Definitely whiter than soap after soap. And for grimy work clothes... Say, tell them no soap can do them better or easier than Does.
But I don't have time.
Well, just say, for whiteness, suds, and safety for colors combined, Does tested best.
Listen, Mac, I don't have to tell them.
Huh?
What do you suppose they keep telling me every time they ask for Does? They say, have you heard the news? Does everything and does it best.
So, you just have to say,
Box of Does, coming up.
And now, Does invites you to visit the Goldbergs. For Molly, and even for Mike and Joe, all that has gone before has been wiped out in the events of the past 30 minutes. Gone now are any thoughts about the $25,000. Gone even is Joe Ellis's desire for revenge against Mary and Molly. Everyone at 2024 Jennifer Street feels as if they were living in a dream, a nightmare. But everyone, too, is painfully aware that it's not a dream, but stark reality. Mike and Joe got the news about Jake first when they called Bertie in Lastonbury to see if Seymour could provide any clues to Jake's whereabouts. Instead, they learned from Bertie that the police have visited her to inform her that the Greensville detectives had found Jake's clothes. Shortly after Mike hung up, a policeman came in with Jake's clothing for Molly to identify, and Molly fainted. Listen.
Hold her right here. Open the window.
Molly.
Open the window, please.
Ma.
Smelling salts. Who's got smelling salts?
Molly.
Hold all right. A little more cold water, Rosalie.
Call a doctor, Uncle David, please.
What doctor?
Get the name of a doctor here someplace. I wouldn't rub her hands so much, Rosalie.
Ma. Mama, darling.
Molly, dear. Everything is going to be all right.
Wait. Help me, Rosalie. Grandpa, come here.
Be careful,
yes.
Please.
That's right, Grandpa. Just help me to put her up on the bed.
Wait, I'll fix the pillow.
All right.
Please be careful.
Be careful.
All right. All right, Grandpa.
Please be careful.
Be careful.
Just open the window.
All right.
All right, Mike. All right.
Don't worry about the bedspread.
All right.
Molly.
Mama, darling.
Take Mama's shoes off. Robin.
Call the doctor, Uncle David.
Yes. Molly. Mm-hmm. Take the curtains away from the window so the air can come in. Molly, you feel better?
Mama, darling.
See? Already she looks better.
Call the doctor, Uncle David, please.
Yes, I'll call him. Should I close the door, Rosalie?
Yes, please, Uncle David.
Come, Mike.
All right, I'll
come.
Where did I see that doctor's telephone book?
In the book, maybe.
I'll find it.
Mike, yes. Did I tell you my son is a doctor?
That's no help to us now, is it, Grandpa?
No.
What's this? Can you read it?
Without my glasses? No, not.
Dr. Sandridge.
Sandridge? So call Dr. Sandridge.
Sandridge, something like that. Hello.
Kidney, Greensville, 0764. Right away, operator.
Right away.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, what'll be now? What'll be now?
Yeah. Hello. Is this Dr. Stanley's office? Oh, is the doctor in? Oh, when do you expect him? It's an emergency.
Very emergency.
A lady fainted. She's got a bad shock about her husband. The police found his clothes and they're out searching for him now. 2024 Jennifer Street. Will you do that, please? This number is 6289. Yeah. Okay. Tell him it's Elsie Warren's house. She's one of his patients. Yeah. Okay. That was a nice talk. She's going to reach the doctor and have him call back.
That's good. Sit down, Mike. You look nervous too, Mike.
Sure, I'm nervous.
Mike. You don't know these people, Mr. Goldberg, Mrs. Goldberg. Mike, you can travel long and wide and far and near and not find two such people. Well, that they were good to everybody, that, no, that's all right. That's nothing. Mike, I could tell you stories about the good things they did together. If there was a girl that didn't have a husband, Molly would see to it. A husband was found. Where there was something that had to be done, Charity never started at home with the Goldberg. Never. Oh, Mike, good people, Mike.
Yeah.
Uncle David, come in, please.
What is it, Rosalie?
I don't know, Uncle David. Come in.
Mike, come in.
Did she faint again?
Come in, Mike.
Come in.
Why should Papa work so hard?
Mouth.
Say? Not Papa, huh, Rosalie? You play? Play, Mommy. Why, that's your new piece. Play, Rosalie. I like that piece. Play. But don't make mistakes, Rosalie. One and two and family. The family, no? Family. Come on, you. Come, family. Next week is your bar mitzvah. Let me hear you speak. Stop with the piano a minute, Rosalie. Come listen to family's bar mitzvah speak.
Marvelous.
Hey, Papa's coming. Hey, Papa's coming. Open your oven. Sweet family, let Papa hear the speech.
Mama, darling.
Jake, before you take off your coat, come listen to family's wonderful speech. Family, come back. Don't pull yourself. Don't be bashful. Rosalie. You who to Mrs. Bloom and Mrs. Carrigan. Maybe Mrs. Carrigan wants to hear family's confirmation speech. Evade Jake. Start, family. Start. Rosalie, give family the first word. Say, today marks the beginning of a dutiful life. May the chain of love and affection that holds the family together remain. Oh, you forgot, family. You forgot. You forgot. Just say, family. slowly up the next wrist. May happiness and joy and joy. Happiness. Oy, happiness. Happiness. A life full of happiness. Surely should be as happy as kings and queens and kings. Do you, Private Samuel Goldworth, take Dora Mayer to be your wedded wife? I do, do, do. I do. I do. Such love changes people. Samuel Goldberg, Private Samuel Goldberg, say you want to speak, family. Happiness and joy and peace be our share in life. You, happiness, one and two and
one and two and three. Uncle David, call the doctor again,
one,
please.
One and two and three.
Well, Molly's glimpse of Jake's clothes has apparently resulted in even greater shock than the others imagined. Her disconnected ramblings indicate something more serious than grief. It even looks as if Molly's mind has been affected. And now, a few timely questions and answers on the used fat situation.
If we beat Germany before Japan, will the need let up for saving kitchen fat?
No. Actually, the need for used fat will still be as great as ever.
Why?
Well, you see, one of the world's great sources of commercial fats and oils is now in Japanese hands. Such territory as Malaya and Java formerly supplied us with over 1 billion pounds of fats and oils a year. Defeating Germany won't affect the situation at all. There'll continue to be a crisis until after Japan is beaten and this fat-producing territory can be restored to us.
I didn't realize that.
A lot of homemakers don't realize it. And that's why Uncle Sam wants to impress on you the fact that you must keep on saving every drop of kitchen fat.
Believe me, I'll do just that.
Fine. Your butcher will give you 2 red ration points and 4 cents for every pound of fat turned in. You can use those extra red points these days, I'm sure. And remember to strain all used fat. Strain it and put it into a clean can. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z Does. For Molly, the past and the present fuse, and the result is a twilight world from which some never return. This is Lamont Johnson speaking for Clayton Collier, saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. When you do kitchen duty, do your war duty. Fight waste. Don't waste soap. It contains vital war materials.